Welcome back to ZBZ. We have a very special guest today talking about the environment, the green economy, and of course, green energy. She is an icon in Canadian politics. We have Elizabeth May here with us.
This is to celebrate your retirement, really. Thank you so much for being on ZBZ on today and again now. Reflecting on your career. Hi there. Are you there, Elizabeth?
Hi.
Thank you so much for being on the show. It's great to hear your voice.
You're welcome.
You've always been one of my favorite Canadian politicians. I just wanted to start off by saying that.
I think you're welcome.
And as you know, you are retiring.
Yes.
So what's next for Elizabeth May? You've started this Green Party, and now you've stepped down as leader. What is next for Elizabeth May?
I don't know, but I'm gonna get down to this box. I like the boxes. Wine in a box is more friendly. It's not plastic, and it's a box, and you can use it again.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's done, I'll have the that's where I get all of my best ideas.
It sounds like you're celebrating your retirement now, and you know what?
Every day is a party.
And you totally deserve it. You totally deserve it. I really love
has more class than everybody else in that building.
I couldn't agree more. I'm you're such a bold voice in Canadian politics, and I love to hear statements like that Omar Khadr has more class than anyone else in the cabinet.
What a badass.
Yeah. We actually have an interview booked with him in the future as a Canadian hero, as you know.
Oh, wow.
Obvious.
Wow.
So I want to know, out of all of the future green endeavors that we have for Canada, which green energy endeavor are you most excited about?
Everybody gets two extra birthdays, and we're going to ban all of industries. Banned. They're all gone.
Okay, I like the sound of that.
Green and then green economy.
Exactly, the green economy, the future, really. And I want, maybe you could give me some insight on the progress we're having with destroying the oil and gas industry.
Can I tell you a secret? Every day that I see the unemployment numbers in Alberta go up, I get another wine box because I know that's one more oil rig that's not gonna kill another fish. All the fish are safe.
You have such a big heart, Elizabeth. You have such a big heart, and I think that's what I admire and what your fans admire most about you. Even the life of an individual fish you want to fight for by destroying
all of the fish.
We need to save them all. That's right.
And the fish eggs are red because that's where the babies are from.
How long, maybe give me some more background on yourself growing up, Elizabeth. When did you know growing up that oil and gas was evil? When did that click for you? When did you know that everything about oil and gas was just bad?
Well, I mean, again, it's a secret, but everybody knows now. Me and
Billy, Willie, Bill Clinton, the president, we talk about all the plans, and you know, and he said, Elizabeth, you know, we would share a couple of nose beers, and you know, and Bill was always so generous and with insightful, and he always knew how to take care of me.
Oh wow, you were close with Bill Clinton. That's so.
Oh, very, very close.
Oh wow, I see. These are things I didn't know. And I suppose, the Honorable Bill Clinton. I suppose he told you about how horrible oil was, and that must have got you on track, I guess. Or
pretty much. He knew where all the best deals on the liquor stores were.
Okay.
Nobody was better at taking $100 to a beer run and coming back with the best and the most drinks as Willie could do.
Wow.
He was the best.
And Elizabeth, the Green Party. When did that click for you? When did you know that you wanted to be focused on the environment?
We were smoking a lot of weed, and we thought, hey, it's green. That's green. It's work. It's both. It's, and we were having a party.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, duh.
Oh.
Green party.
That's so clever. I love that.
I know.
It's so simple. It's so simple. I think it really is reflective of Canadian pride as well. Hanging out with your friends and maybe indulging in a bit of cannabis and saying, hey, you know what? I want to make my political party about this joint, about this cannabis sativa plant.
I mean, people are stupid. You just say green and they think it's good.
I think you misspoke there. I think you mean people are loving and they're caring and they're progressive, and you were able to create this party to really inspire those sweet people. Right?
Whatever. Yeah. Sure.
I'm sure that's what you meant. We're going to have to cut that out. So I wanted to know the new leader, Enemy Paul.
Who?
That
bitch.
I'm sorry. I think there was a glitch on your end. I don't know what that was. We apologize there. Enemy Paul. I'm sure she's a close friend of yours, Elizabeth.
She's an enemy, all right.
I wanted to know specifically. Sorry, I wasn't expecting. Why are you excited about her as leader? I'm sure you must be excited. A POC.
She's bald. She's bald.
Well, and what do you think is wrong with that, Elizabeth?
Well, I mean, Jesus Christ, you can't, nobody's gonna elect a bald woman. It's just basic. If Bill Clinton isn't gonna hump it, doesn't have a chance.
Elizabeth, I think you're really underestimating the love for diversity and the love for progress that the Canadian people have.
If she wasn't a heroic BIPOC person, nobody would give a damn.
Elizabeth, I really don't know where you're coming from here. I think you don't have faith.
I'm coming from the bottle of this bottle. Whee! Can I have another waiter? Hang on a minute. That one.
Are you out at the moment? Are you out at a restaurant? I didn't realize.
No, I eat healthy, but the doctor says I have a little bit every day.
Okay. Well,
good for the heart.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I think we actually legally need to end this conversation now, but...
You don't know me.
Elizabeth, is there any parting words you had for our audience before you go?
Yeah, I got a couple of words, you dumb motherfuckers.
Oh, no.
I took all your money, and all I did is drive around in convertibles and drink wine for like 30 fucking years.
Oh, my goodness.
You stupid fucking retarded piece of shit, motherfucking dumb idiot bags. You're a bunch of fucking...
Elizabeth.
Whatever. No, I'm done. I'm rich now. I'm drunk every day. And who cares? Go. She's bald. At least I had hair. And I had hair. Stupid fucks.
Do we keep going? Thank you so much for being on the show, Elizabeth. We'll let you get back to your evening. And please enjoy your evening. It sounds like you're enjoying yourself. And thanks again for being on the show and being such a strong...
I've never been better. I've never been better in my life.
Thank you for being such a strong woman in Canadian politics. We have to cut this now.
You don't know me.
Thank you for being
Let
on the
me
show.
Down.
Goodbye.
Give me my bottle back.
Find more episodes like this at thewokenmail.com. Thank you for listening.